Greetings, everybody, one and all, boys and girls, men and women alike. Welcome to the Big S Swap Shop, heard here on Wednesdays on the Big S. We're going to give a shout out this week on the Swap Shop to Taste and See Foods and Sweets over in Selmer, located at 103 South Front Street in beautiful Selmer, Tennessee. They say they have great wings, catfish, shrimp, juicy all-beef burgers, home-cooked plate specials, desserts, and more. So let's go ahead and open up what's available in Hardin and McNairy counties right after this.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Swap Shop. This is week number 2. We sadly did not receive anything directly sent to us from any of you listeners. Please make sure that you do try to send us some stuff so we can help you get those items sold. So let's jump over to Facebook to the Savannah Buying and Selling and Trading Group and see what they are saying over there on Facebook today. So we start off with Eddie Connor. Eddie Connor has a old-time, looks like a baby bed frame, just the wood part. It's an old baby cradle, he says, and he wants $20. So you can get in touch with him over there on Facebook. And Nikki S. Mowry has video game items. Looks like I see a wheel and pedals, computer keyboard looks like, speakers. You name it, she has it over in Saltillo. Gaming accessories, she's posted $1. Hey, you can't beat that price, $1 for that. So get in touch with Nikki Mowry over on the Savannah Buying and Selling Group on Facebook. And she is over in Saltillo, or in northwestern Hardin County. Logan Price has the following items posted. 34 pieces of miscellaneous cookware. He's interested in selling and will not divide. The price is firm. That is $2 per item. No codes. Not sending his personal number. So get in touch with Logan Price over there. And he's in Olive Hill. So he wants 34 pieces. He's not dividing them up. It's $2 per item. You can reach him over on Facebook. So a total of $68. Anybody looking for a washer? Shirley Matlock has small rust marks on a washer delivery and setup available, and she's over in Morris Chapel. Again, she wants to sell this washer, and it's an actual set washer and dryer. It's a Roper for $400. It's a washer and dryer set for $400. There in Morris Chapel. You can contact Shirley Matlock on the Savannah Buying, Selling, and Trading Group. Hey, we have some place over here in Corinth. Brad Beggs is putting the word out. Brad Beggs saying he's got antiques, collectibles, decorator items, etc. Great markdowns. Check them out. It's booth number 861. It's at the open market in Corinth, Mississippi. It's open Wednesday through Sunday. So as soon as you get done listening to us at Swap Shop, head on down to Corinth and check on the open market and go to booth 861. And we'll do one more for you. Ricky Smith. He says, read, post, check the distance before questions. He's over in Selmer for $20. Pillsbury Coke Records, games, handmade baby quilts, etc. The Pillsbury cookie jar is $20, $5 each. The games he's going to sell for $1. Records, tapes are $10, and the baby quilts are $20 each. So get in touch with Ricky Smith over there on Facebook. So let's go ahead and look at the lost and found pets over at the Savannah Lost Dogs, Cats, and Animals Found as we wrap up the swap shop for this week. And we're going to start with a potbelly pig. We have an announcement from Brandy Schmitz talking about an old potbelly pig. Looks real cute. It's about 4 days old post. He keeps getting in the road and quite worried about him. And they're thinking that this person lives on towboat. A person named Kevin lives on towboat. Maybe the owner of this little potbelly pig. We don't want any animals getting hit out there, so watch out. We have Carolyn Essie Mullins Young is asking about seeing a female red heeler. Got out of the pen on Walnut Street. If you see her, please contact Carolyn Essie Mullins Young immediately. The dog's name is Rosie. Has a picture of her over there. And it's the most friendliest dog ever, and she just wants that dog to come back. Hey, if you miss a dog, it's part of your family. You know, why wouldn't you miss? So please help bring Rosie home. I got one last one to give for you here on the Swap Shop for this week. And that is Joanne Bell. Savannah's little dog is gone again. Little brown and white dog. Has a bow tie, colorful bow tie. Little small dog. And you can reach her there. Relayed through Debbie Dixon. Little cute dog. Not sure exactly what type of breed it is. Think somebody may have picked that little dog up. But if you see the little brown and white on the bottom of the dog with a red collar, colorful purple, pinkish, blue, green, yellow at the edge, bow tie, please get in touch, Joanne. She's just missing that pet dearly. So that's it for the Swap Shop for this week. Please send us anything. If you hear the Swap Shop or see the post here on the Big S, please get in touch with me so I can bring it up to you next week. We want to help sell, buy, trade items, and all for a good cause. So you take care. God bless and keep you safe. Continue to listen to your new community on the internet talk station, The Big S. See you next week.